Hi, you. Welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne, your host from Yachts Mermaids. And today, I have Lynn Edwards, which you probably know about. She is the specialist, insight specialist for luxury hospitality management, I believe.
That's right.
And
yes.
The director of interior for the training of PYA. And Lynn, the names, right, that she's being known for right now. But she actually has started her career since the 80s, and she was an actual stewardess. So welcome to the show, Lynn. Thanks for bringing all your wisdom today with us.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me. I'm really pleased to be here.
I'm super excited to have you and pick at your brain. So as I just said, Lynn has been in the industry since the 1982, I believe, correct? And till this day, even though she's been training and doing all this stuff, helping interior crew develop in their skills, she's still actually sometimes jumping on board and helping out as a chief stew. So one of the things that we decided that was most beneficial to talk about was self-management and self-development. Because I feel that, when we talked, I asked Lynn, like, since 1980s, what have you been seeing, and today, 2020, what has been the one thing that when you see a younger crew member in 2020, you're like, oh my God, I used to struggle with that. And the first thing that came up for her was self-management. So when I say the word self-management, what comes up for you, Lynn?
It's really managing your thoughts and processing your thoughts in a way that's beneficial rather than in a way that would take you down a spiral into a rabbit hole of kind of despair and disappointment or any other negative emotions. And the interesting thing is, as a 20, even a 30-year-old, you don't have so much life experience as you do once you become a mother and, get into your 50s and 60s. So I would say it was easy for me to answer that question. I'm a very different person now than the person I was back in the 80s, in the early 80s, when I first started my yachting career. I had traveled. I'd been living in Australia from a little island of Guernsey where I grew up. So it was a big change for me. I had put my rucksack on my back and took off and traveled across the world for about 8 months, got into all sorts of scrapes, ended up in Australia with $25 in my pocket and had to start working. I was very lucky to be offered a job as the relief assistant manager at the Sheraton Hotel in Perth, and worked there for a while, and then moved over to Sydney and worked there for a while as the head of the reception office for a conference centre. So I had a wonderful experience in Australia, but then came back to Europe, really because my mother got married, and found myself in the south of France visiting my sister, who had started working on super yachts. So I had some experience in life, and I was growing as a person, because I was having to learn self-sufficiency, I was having to learn personal responsibility, I was having to learn these things as a relatively young person who had come from a sheltered upbringing, really. So fast forward to the 2020s and to millennials that we see now, they are a different kettle of fish from the fish that we are from back in the baby boomers, because we had very different upbringings. We didn't have social media. We didn't have mobile phones. So our ways of communicating were very different. Our expectations of the world were very different. The world has opened up completely in the last 40 years. So there have been enormous changes. But self-management is something that you learn. You don't have to fall off the top of a building and learn it by the school of hard knocks. You can learn it in an academic process. And there are wonderful training courses available to everybody who wants to learn about self-management and emotional intelligence. In other words, getting in touch with how you feel, taking note of how you feel, understanding how you feel, and in that process, being able to understand how other people feel, how they feel, how they function, how they communicate, how they operate. All of this, once you know it as an individual, you can translate to working with other people. And that is a really important lesson to learn.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I see that's missing in the industry. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, I mean, not glad to hear, but it's interesting to know that it has been very present, you know, since you started in the 80s, you know, and it's obvious because it's not something about the industry itself, it's you as a human being and wanting to develop yourself and wanting to get to know who you are and how you can respond versus react and how can you, you know, hold space for the other and how are you leading yourself at your job, right, in this particular scenario, so you can actually end up leading others, right, and not just in the way of like, oh, you know, how to iron and how to be good with the guests, but really how to understand human behaviors and understand each other, because like yachting is a place where we're in a communal place that is very small and we're in each other's spaces and faces all the time. And here we are, it's basically like a bunch of animals together thrown, you know, and then locked because you're locked inside for so long. And then most of us lacking that emotional intelligence, lacking that self-development makes it just so much more challenging. So what have you done to develop that in your own career?
Well, even just in my own life, before I brought personal development into my career, I started to develop an interest in it, and I just followed that interest. Actually, it started when I was training the management courses for the interior crew courses for blue water yachting many years ago, and I realized that so many of the girls aspiring to be chief stewardesses had very, very little experience in life. So I thought it would be really useful to bring in a module of personal development into that management course. I spoke to the director of training, John Wyborn, who's still the director of training at Blue Water Yachting, and he said, this was in about May, and he said, yes, Lynn, come and talk to me about it in September, the beginning of the new season, training season. Anyway, in the meantime, I got completely fascinated by all of this and took myself off to London and did some courses in philosophy and personal development, and then went on a completely different tack and started working in the personal development arena for several years before coming round again and back into the yachting industry and applying the things that I've learned then, not just through my life, but through my academic learning, into the training that I do now. And I think it's absolutely critical to manage yourself first, allow, be able to get yourself into a centered space, be able to manage what is happening in the industry, because you've chosen the industry, whoever you are listening to this, you've chosen to come into the super yacht industry. That super yacht industry will create many, many, many different circumstances for you as you move forward through your career. These are circumstances you don't currently know how to manage. You don't know what they're going to be. You have no idea what's going to happen. You don't know how you're going to react to certain incidences that happen on board. But as Marianne said, quite rightly, the unusual thing about yachting is, of course, and whether it's super yachting or whether it's working on an oil tanker or on a rig or whatever it might be, is that we are all put into very unusual situations. We are kind of herded together, albeit by choice, but we're herded together with people we might not necessarily choose to be with. We might not like the way they look or smell or the music they listen to or the type of the way they eat their food. There may be all sorts of different things that kind of rattle our cages. And unless we can manage all of that, we're definitely going to come a cropper. So it's all about acceptance. So acceptance of self, first of all, and acceptance of others. That is incredibly important. You have to get off your judgmental soapbox, because not everybody is going to behave in the way that you expect them to. Even if you've had a certain upbringing and this has been drummed into you and you absolutely believe with every fiber of your being that this is the only way you should behave and the only way you should use your knife and fork and the only way you should brush your hair or clean your teeth, it's not the same for everyone. So get into this acceptance space, first of all. You're going to make your life a great deal easier.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think, as well, and knowing that when you decide, and it is a decision, when you decide that you're going to be in the super yacht industry and that you're going to put up with or whatever it might be, handle all of the challenges that come your way. You're coming from a much more stable point of view. And in order to handle those challenges, you need to know yourself and you need to work on yourself and you need to create for yourself a really, really solid foundation of behavior for yourself of and that includes acceptance and tolerance and understanding of yourself and of others.
No, I totally agree. And I feel that as you're talking, the first thing that comes into mind is that, you know, there's a lot of things that are not new to the yachting industry, but, you know, thanks to social media and, you know, this new age of technology, we're able to be openly have a conversation about them, right? Whether it be mental health, whether it be bullying and harassment and you name it, right? All these things that we already know that are happening that do need to be addressed. But I also feel that the one way that a lot of people are not addressing them is by actually taking responsibility of developing their self. Because when you do that and you take the time to get to know yourself, heal also your wounds, you know, your traumatic wounds from the past and all this, you are so much more, guided, if anything, to handle certain circumstances differently. And also one of the things that self-development brings is boundaries. And when you have really strong boundaries set, especially within the industry, you're more than likely to not encounter a few things that other people do, because you know where you stand. You know where you say, no, that's not okay with me. Yes, that is okay. And this is where I drop the line, you know? And I think a lot of people, because they don't do the self-development path, they're lacking that. So then they just let things just happen to them. And then it's like, poor me, this happens to me, versus, wait, I'm not taking responsibility to know how to respond to these situations. And first of all, not put myself in those situations, right? Because a lot of the times the flags are there. We're just not aware of them because we haven't actually done our inner work in order to be more aware of what those red flags may be. A lot of people ask me, you know, how have you become the type of chief stew that you are? You know, like a compassionate person, a person that knows how to hold space, somebody that is, you know, for the most part, I'm not perfect, you know, non-judgmental and all that. And the truth honest is that I've done my inner work. It's the only one I've been able to get here. It's because I actually took time after a massive burnout in the industry and I left the industry and I said, okay, I do want to come back, but I want to do it differently. And I know that in order for this to change, it starts with me. And I have to do me first, and then I can bring that into the industry. And it was 360. The way I was leading people before, I mean, I always been inclined to my spirituality and all that, so I always had that. But when I actually dig deeper and did my more, you know, develop more, I mean, it was 360. And the way I lead now, it shows because I've done that development within myself. That's kind of what comes up for me. So when you are on board and as a leader, right, yourself, and you see other crew members struggling with self-management, self-development things, how do you help them with that?
Well, I would probably, I haven't encountered that on the particular yacht that I work on. It's more a more mature crew, but certainly with students, for example. It all starts with exactly what you're saying. It all starts with personal responsibility. Because for as long as you're saying, oh, poor me, and it's not my fault, you cannot change anything. It starts with personal responsibility. Once you assume that, and by the way, we all have this inner guidance system. So yes, you're talking about the red flags. There's none of us that surely are so switched off that you don't get a feeling in the pit of your stomach or in your heart or something when something is not right. You feel it in your body.
Develop enough, you don't follow.
You don't follow it, but this is it. So you take responsibility for saying, I feel that this is wrong. So then you don't say, oh, well, it'll be all right. Or, oh, maybe I can't trust my intuition or whatever. You trust it every time. So you recognize the signs. You recognize the signs. That's the first thing. And people will only treat you in the way that you allow them to treat you. So what you said earlier was very important. You create boundaries. You create boundaries. There's no reason whatsoever that as a junior stewardess, you should have to put up with somebody with nonsense and bad behavior, in an inappropriate behavior from someone of a higher rank. It doesn't make sense. You must be able to step into your own power and say no. So you watch your behavior in the cruise mess. You don't give off the wrong signals, even in a, you know, in a jovial way, if you feel those might be being picked up and turn around to bite you later on. So be responsible for your behavior, for your attitude, for learning about yourself, for learning how to manage difficult situations, and develop this awareness of self and awareness of what's going on around you.
Yeah, I love it. It's really not that complicated. It's just a matter of choosing to get to know you. You know, I know it's scary because a lot of us don't know who we are. And it's like, oh, do we really want to go there? It's like, yes, you do really want to go there. Because even though it may seem scary at first, it's like the best ride you'll ever have. Like, I promise
you.
I
know.
So let's talk a little bit about the head of departments and why it's so important as a head of department to develop self-management and self-development, right? Like emotional intelligence and all this stuff.
Yeah, because it's utterly impossible to manage anybody else if you can't manage yourself. Mm-hmm. It has to start with self. You have to be able to develop your emotional intelligence. In other words, tapping into how other people are feeling, and different people react in different ways to the same thing. So, for example, you might be able to, as head of department, instruct one member of your team in a certain way, but that might not work with another member of your team. So if you've got somebody that's very creative and scatty and loves to have new ideas and that sort of thing, you may have to talk to them in a different way from someone who is very systems oriented and likes everything to be in order. So you might have to talk to them in a way, even whether it's by email or whether it's face to face, in a way that is punctuated and precise. Whereas the other person, you might be a bit fluffy about it. You talk about the weather first and their family and all of this sort of stuff. So then you gain their attention and then you give them the information. So it's understanding different personality types as well, because we all archetypes of some sort, even though we're blends of most types of, you know, the main four archetypes, we're blends of all of them. So having an understanding of who you are, where your inherent strengths lie, where your challenges lie, not expecting to be the best at everything. I find when I've been teaching that one of the biggest mistakes the chief stewardess makes is that she thinks she has to be the best at everything. The only thing you're doing there is putting yourself under enormous pressure, because you will find, and the bigger the team gets, the more talents you will have within that team, you will find people in your team that are very talented at the things that you might find challenging. You might not like spreadsheets and tables and accounts and all of that sort of thing. You might be very good on setting tables and decorations and fabulous turndowns and all the creative stuff, but when it comes to the system stuff, you really don't like it. Well, there might be somebody in your team who's wonderful at it. Not only are they wonderful at it, they do it very quickly and with great joy. So instead of trying to do everything on your own, it's very useful to find out about your team members and see who you can pass that task on to, because this grows your team. This gives them a sense of responsibility, a sense of identity, sense of belonging. All of this grows your team. If you want to have a cohesive, well-functioning team, everybody has to be thriving. It can't just be you. And by the way, you're not thriving, you're probably struggling. So don't be afraid to put your hand up and say, I'm actually not very good at this, or I can do it, but it takes me a long time. That's fine. Most of us are like that. In fact, all of us are like that in some area or other. So when you're growing your team, grow each member, because you can only be as good as a team as your weakest member. So you might as well be using all of the resources to optimize the whole team.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And that's exactly what I do. So I have a question. I know that you have implemented some sort of personal development into, I'm assuming, the guest programs and maybe other trainings that you're a part of. Have you seen that implementation also happening in the deck department and in the captain ranks?
Well, there are, of course, human element leadership management courses, HELM courses, for the heads of department and captains, which have personal development aspects to them. So, yes, I have. I think some might feel that it's a little bit touchy-feely. I think the new generation is more open to it. Certainly the captains of my era, the 80s and 90s, would not be as open to spirituality and personal development in the same way that the new, I wouldn't say new age, the new generation of captains are now. They're much more open to it because they understand the importance of personal development and of working together as teams. So teamwork, cohesion, all of that sort of thing. So, yes, they are out there, certainly in luxury hospitality's leadership and management courses. There are all sorts of training tools in self-management as well, for all departments. So, yeah, the tools are definitely there. Well, I bring in a lot of this energy work that I do into even technical training courses into service or laundry or whatever, because when you're dealing with guests, you're dealing with them very much on an energetic level as much as you are on the technical service. Yeah. If you serve a cup of tea with some sort of resentment, the guest is going to pick that up. If you serve that cup of tea with a big smile and really feeling that you want to give that person beautiful service, it's going to feel different. And believe me, the tea will taste different. It's a funny thing, but it's true. Serving from the heart is what we always teach.
Yeah. I really do hope that at some point, you know, self-development and self-management courses and modules become not a thing that I choose to do, but a requirement for all ranks, for all trainings within the industry, because it is the missing link to putting it all together. You know, I feel very strongly about it, and I hope, I only wish that the new schools start bringing this into a more, enforced way. Yes. Versus like, this is something that I suggest you do on the side, you know, if you really want to become a good captain/manager, because captains don't just drive boats, they actually have to manage a massive team. And it's okay, not all of you, you know, I don't think anybody's really born with these skills, you know, like you have to learn them and it's okay. You're more inclined to it, maybe you're not. And if you're not as a captain, I'm sure that somebody on the team may be, you know, like, for example, I've been on a boat where captain wasn't really into it, but the mate, you could see it was just so natural to him. So he's like, okay, let's polish that because you have that and you can give that to the team, you know? And like you said, what skill do you have that's going to make our entire team better? Let's use it, you know, let's drive it home. So I think, like, you know, it's very important, especially where you were talking about shifts to wanting to be perfect at everything. It goes into every head of department. You know, you don't have to know it all. You don't have to be good at everything. Be open to checking who in your team has that skill that can bring it to the entire team itself. And I think, I think with self-development and self-management also comes the part of team building. Because when you have that within you, then you can shift into, okay, how can we bring this, you know, towards the team to build that connection that's going to make that tea taste really, really good, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, these courses are out there for everyone. The guest program, which, as I said earlier, was launched 8 years ago. That has a wonderful, not only just all the technical training, the silver service and the laundry and housekeeping and valet and interior management and all of that sort of thing, but it also has fabulous leadership and management modules in it, which cover emotional intelligence, self-management, and all the other topics pertinent to those leadership topics. And they're available to everyone. There are 24 training schools around the world that offer these programs. There are a lot of programs now being done online through the guest program, lots of blended learning, but also purely academic courses being done online through Luxury Hospitality and other schools. So they're out there, and this is a perfect time for people who are maybe not rejoining yachts, but still want to keep their finger on the pulse, to really upskill and take these critical courses, which are going to help them in any area of their lives. So it begins with self-management.
Sorry. To wrap it up, I want you to give us an advice, or give an advice to those who feel, this sounds good, but I don't know, it sounds like a softy thing to do, I'm not sure. What's the advice for those who, may not be yet sold on it, but that there's something in them that is ticking, and part of them knows, this could be very beneficial for me and for, you know, my career and for everybody that works with me.
Well, you know, this is not a new science, and it is a science. It's not new. This sort of thing dates back 5,000 years, archetypes and the teachings of the I Ching, where different elements are associated with different human personalities. Human personalities guide who we are. At a core level, inherently who we are, but we need to develop other skills. Our life process will make that happen for us, but we don't want to wait until we're 70 to learn all of life's lessons. When you can fast track, you can get really well, very well documented, very well researched information in a training course, which will take you, step you up through your self-leadership to the leadership of others. So anybody in any whatever rank they're at now, whether it's a yachting industry or whether they're thinking to transition from yachting, these are skills which you can take from your yachting career into your land life when you decide to leave. So these are not wasted skills. These are skills that you need in order to flourish and to thrive when you're working with other people. And even if you have your own business, you're still working with other people. You've still got suppliers and all of those sort of things people that you're working with. So you're never really on your own. You're never a one-man band.
Yes, no, I agree. And I mean, one of the trainings that I did was not for yachting, and not thinking I was going to transfer those skills into yachting, but obviously it ended up happening, was I did NLP training, neuro-linguistic program, which is all about this. And I did it for my coaching business, you know, holistic stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, like all of this, boom, I'm going to take with me. And it has been beautiful to being able to transfer those skills and how to immediately 5 seconds with somebody, I already know, okay, this is the person I need to talk to this way. This is how I need to educate these people this way. Because you can read immediately. Like you said, it's a science. It's a science. Yeah. It's not like woo-woo-woo-woo stuff.
It's not science.
And once you understand the ways and you have the tools, then it makes your life and everybody else's life so much easier.
And much more fulfilling and much more gratifying, because you feel the success of it and you feel the connection of it. And we're all so connected to everybody else. But when you really feel that, it really enhances your life. And your ability to be a good leader is there for everybody. So, you know, it would be interesting if you might read a study of what are the 5 attributes of good leaders, and you'll probably find they're all the same, and they're all to do with self-management and empathy and emotional intelligence and all of the things we've been talking about today, Marion.
Yes, I agree 100% with you. Thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom and your knowledge with us. I think this was a really an awesome topic to talk about that is being not enough light has been shined upon it. And I think this is the missing link and the missing key, you know, to a lot of the things that we're dealing within the yachting industry that can be definitely transformed if we, yeah, all of us take individually the responsibility to, you know, get to know ourselves. And with that is basically you're loving yourself, because that's what it comes down to. So I will put all the links of all the programs that you talked about on the bottom for all of you that may be interesting of knowing more on those programs that she touched about, and how to contact Lynn, obviously. And that's a wrap. I'm super grateful. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Marion. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye, guys. See you next time.